The city is negotiating to buy the land, over 5 acres of combined uplands and tidelands owned by the Reed family. The asking price is $1.4 million. City manager Steve Giesbrecht told the council he's made an initial offer for an undisclosed amount, presumably less than that $1.4 million. Giesbrecht says the Reed family did not accept the city's initial price and have not come back with a counteroffer.
The family's concerned in the sense that the city doesn't have a method for paying for it. So therefore, they're a little concerned. Are they being, you know, are we dragging this out? They're being strung out a little bit in that, you know, the city kind of needs to make a decision. Do we want it? How are we going to pay for it or not?
During Thursday's work session, the council discussed a range of possible funding alternatives: bonding, mortgage rate hikes, a legislative grant, increase in its sales tax, or some other new tax, or buying the property outright with general fund reserves. Councillor Sue Flint was more interested in a low-interest loan from the city's economic fund.
I think that this is economic development in its truest form, and that's what those funds were given to this community for. And sure, they're going to lose out that first year. They're going to lose out on some interest that they might make in the stock market.
Petersburg's Economic Fund was established with a $6 million federal payment designed to help the town with the decline of the timber industry. It stands at about $4.3 million this year, and it also pays for the Economic Development Council and an annual subsidy to the local water utility. The council may look at an increase in local sales taxes to help pay back a loan from that fund. Part of Thursday's work session focused on the sales tax cap of $1,200 and whether raising that amount would bring in more money to pay for the purchase. John Mergus was a member of a city sales tax ordinance review committee that met in 2000 and 2001 and eventually brought to voters a question on the increase in the sales tax cap from $1,000 to $1,200. He cautioned that it's a fine line between raising more sales tax and driving customers to shop elsewhere.
Back in the year 2000, it was just simply too easy to place a telephone call to Wrangell, Seattle, and with a good freight logistics that we have with Alaska Marine Lines, where we felt if we raised it any higher, that business would just be chased out of town. Now it's twice as easy. You get on the internet and a few keystrokes, and that stuff's right here.
Councillors also talked about reviewing the city's sales tax exemptions with the possibility of ending some of those, including the senior citizen exemption. They discussed reforming the sales tax ordinance review committee or asking the council's finance committee to review those possibilities. A former city councillor, Barry Bracken, raised questions about the purchase of the Reed property, and he urged the council to plan for use of the downtown waterfront.
It was already mentioned the Scow Bay turnaround from the state was already specifically set aside for marine development. In fact, we went to the state and requested that property for that purpose. And we went to DOT and requested the hardening of the roads underneath that so we could actually have a crossing at that point. And it was going to be a public-private partnership with a lot of storage area over there. And I would just caution or at least think about whether or not this is exchange for that or an addition to or whatever in part is part of that planning process.
Bracken also questioned the financial return on the city's investment. Harbor Master Glorianne Wallen noted that other city facilities don't pay back their costs.
We again have been talking about this for a long time, that the Reeds is a portion of the harbor offerings. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you were to take those 20-foot stalls and try to negate that down to what those are bringing back to the party, you know, I mean, I can sell those 20-foot stalls for 2.5 months a year. They cost millions and millions to build, and if we're trying to, you know, that a business plan on 20-foot stalls or the 15 skiffs that are at the poor man's float, you know, it's part of what the waterfront of Petersburg has to offer.
If it comes down to a tax increase or use of the economic fund, it'll be up to local voters to decide on the funding. Council members acknowledged it could be difficult to pass another tax increase. Councillor Rick Braun was interested in a combination of funding sources.
I can see the public accepting an increase in the sales tax by increasing the limit if they feel that the fishermen are also getting a little pain as well. You know, if the pain is spread out, mm-hmm. people can take it. But if it seems like everybody else is getting the pain and some people are not, then I think it's going to be hard to sell.
The city may be facing future tax increases anyway if federal funding from the Secure Rural Schools Act is reduced or eliminated. City staff prepared a spreadsheet of possible increases in property tax to deal with that possibility and also to show impacts of giving more of the raw fish tax revenue to the Harbor Department. Councillor Don Koenigs did not sound interested in property tax increases.
What we're saying is just to run government, you're asking for more millage. You know, I mean, it's just the perception is, from what I'm seeing, is tax and spend. And I tell you, I just hearing the public, people that I talk to, no, enough's enough. Kind of start figuring out how to cut back.
Koenigs suggested leasing the property with an option to purchase. He also wondered about the possibility of exchanging other city land for the Reed property. For payment options, he mentioned a personal income tax for everyone in town. City Manager Giesbrecht noted that the council voted to pursue the purchase, and he urged them to come up with a decision on funding.
From the action of the council, we owe them an answer on, are we going to buy this property or not, and do we have at least a proposal for how to pay for it that we can legitimately put in front of the voters and has a legitimate chance of passing.
The council is running out of time to make a decision for the October ballot. City Clerk Kathy O'Rear says she needs proposed ballot wording approved by council by its second meeting in August. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.